This is called Love and Passion. I picked a new music bed today.
Ooh.
Love and Passion. Yes. Holly, who do we have today?
We're starting with Derek.
Hi, Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
I'm okay. Your intros made me nervous, though.
Yeah, I know. You Uh-oh. Should be. No, I'm just joking. No, you're fine. You're amongst friends. The three of us are very nice.
We're here to help.
We are here to help.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Second Chance.
I know.
Yeah. You wouldn't have emailed us or call however you, homing pigeon, Harry Potter, all however you got a hold of Holly. So here we go. Derek, I'm going to shut up now. Go ahead and tell us about your date, please, my friend.
This is part of the problem or why I'm nervous. It's not, I didn't really go on a date. My situation's a little bit different. It's more like, a misconnection, you know? I don't think anybody uses, Craigslist anymore.
No.
I'm dating myself.
We used to have them in City Pages, but yes, but go ahead. Yeah.
So I'm hoping you can help me connect with Tammy.
Okay.
She and I met on a flight. She was my seatmate and, yeah, so it wasn't a date, but like we had this like really great conversation and, I definitely felt like we had something going and I want to explore that more. I want to, you know, like ask her out on a real date.
Oh, I love this. Okay, Derek.
Oh,
wow.
So, Derek, you clearly had some chemistry with Tammy on a flight.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're clearly here because of that. I mean, can you like give us a little more detail about what happened on your flight, why you think you guys have some chemistry?
Yeah, yeah. I moved to Minnesota about 6 years ago. I'd done a little bit of dating, but nothing really to speak of. And then the pandemic happened and travel and we got seated together and we just started talking and it was great. She was single. I'm single. I got divorced, before I moved to Minnesota, and she was just really easy to talk to, just really authentic and family was really important. She's a caretaker with helping with her parents and just like really seemed like a really great person. And I actually asked for her number and she gave it to me, so I thought like that was a good sign. And, but I haven't heard anything back. I don't know, maybe she forgot about me or
caught up in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Her ears were clogged up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, nothing weird happened on the flight, Derek. Like you weren't like ordering something weird or like funky smells or armchair, any kind of behavior that would indicate maybe like a red flag coming from you.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't order any drinks. I didn't have any food. We just started talking, and then like before I knew it, we were landing and I was like, I gotta, you know, I haven't met anybody that I like really connected with like this the whole time I've been in Minnesota. And so I was like, you gotta not miss this opportunity. And I don't know. I want to make sure I don't miss this opportunity.
So. Yeah. Give it another shot. Now, did you order a gingy?
Okay.
That's ginger ale.
What?
Did you order a ginger ale?
Don't, Derek.
I think that would have maybe helped. Yeah. With, okay, never mind. Yeah.
Derek, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. Tammy, we told Tammy that she was nominated by a friend or family member to be part of a dating segment. She obviously doesn't know it's about you. She certainly doesn't know that it's really about her. So we're going to see how this goes, okay? This is a unusual one, I'll say. Hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
I like Derek a lot.
I do too, oh. But... Oh.
Oh, please,
as they said in the 80s, I got that not so fresh feelings.
Yeah.
You're not sure?
No, as they also said in the 80s with the deodorant commercial, I'm not sure. Yeah.
You're not feeling zestfully clean, Jason.
I'm neither zestfully clean. No. Okay. But hopefully Coke is it. Here we go. Let's put up Tammy.
Yes.
Tammy?
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing, Tammy?
Good.
Okay. Hi.
This is weird.
This is odd. So, no, welcome to our show. You're live on the radio. Thank you for agreeing to do this. We recognize being on a radio show on a random Thursday morning is not probably what you had on your week bingo card. Right, Tammy?
No. Did I win something?
I wish, sadly, no. But this is a dating segment, and it's kind of, in this case, it's kind of a reunion situation. You were nominated, as you know, by a family or friend, and the reason, it wasn't accidental. Somebody wants to reconnect with you.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Do you remember meeting a guy on a flight named Derek that you gave his number? You gave your number to.
Not really. I'm sorry. I don't really date, so you might have the wrong person. They may recommend the wrong person. I'm sorry.
But. Well, Derek, look back.
No, it wasn't a date, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a date, but go back into your Rolodex in your mind. On a flight.
You shared an armrest.
You shared an armrest with a guy named Derek.
Oh, sure. Derek. Yes, Derek. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I remember Derek, yes.
Okay.
Derek.
We were told, that you gave him your number, so that's how, anyway. Here's the deal, Tammy. Because we don't want to make this any more awkward than it already is. Derek wanted to reconnect with you. And we actually, here's a surprise, you did win something. We have Derek on the other line.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? Okay.
Isn't that nice?
Okay, so let's
put
like
Derek, right?
Up.
I mean, he seems like a nice guy. Okay.
Right? Was there a reason you... We have him. Was there a reason you didn't call him, or there wasn't any communication after the flight?
No, he was really nice. I mean, we sat next to each other on the flight, and I'm not a plane talker. Like, it's not my thing. I don't talk to my neighbor on the plane. But yeah, we were just two strangers that got talking, and he was a very cool, interesting guy. He was well traveled, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's all I can really tell you. Smart.
Okay.
I enjoyed, yeah.
Well, he's here.
Oh.
So open up door number one.
And he's heard everything you said, yeah.
He's heard everything.
Yeah.
And he wants to reconnect with you with no turbulence, hopefully. So let's go ahead and put Derek up. Hey, Derek, say hi to Tammy.
Yes. Hi. Tammy.
Oh my gosh.
Good to hear your voice again.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. This is a surprise.
Yeah. I thought, hey, she isn't responding, so let's get her on the radio. That will do the trick.
Well, it worked for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I'm single, she's single, and we just, I just got to be bold. So, I'd like to go out on a proper date with you and, not not just be Biscoff buddies. I know you're busy and so am I. So and but we're both here, and so why not?
Oh, that's actually really sweet that you thought of me. I'm sorry, I just ignore numbers that I don't know. So I must not have saved it at all.
I get that.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to go out again, like actual on the ground and not 37,000 feet in the air, if you want to go, we have a selection of gift cards. We will buy it for you. We will buy the endeavor. So do you want to give it another try, Tammy? It's really up to you. Do you want to go out with Derek, like for a real date thing? Yeah.
You know, why not? Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. There are stranger origin stories than this.
Yes!
Right?
Yes! Yes! Oh, I didn't mean to play the rooster.
What was that?
I meant to play a chime, but I played a rooster. There we go.
Yay!
Derek.
The barnyard is enthused. Let's just say that, guys.
Tammy, Derek, thank you for being good sports. Tammy, don't hang up. Holly's going to get your info. And we're going to send you a gift card, okay?
Okay, great.
Yay! Thank you, guys. Thank you, Derek. Glad this worked out.
Yes, have fun.
Thank you.
Maybe the rooster will be waking you two up.
Chase! I'm sorry. We're going to take a break. Second Chance Romance on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Hey, I'm going to take a win when we get one. That's a W right there, right? Yeah.
We'll be back. Maybe twice a year.
Twice a year. We'll be right back.